recorded. And we'll start with roll call. Director McLaughlin?
Here.
Director Wright is here. Director Toombs?
Here.
And please note that Director Kimball and Director Kosol couldn't make it. And we're going to go first to public comments. And for those of you who don't attend our meetings regularly, the process is if you have a comment you'd like to share, please come and share it now. But if you have a comment regarding any of the items on the agenda, we'll hold those and you'll have an opportunity to share those when we discuss those items when we get to them. So this would be about items that are not on the agenda. So I welcome any and all who would like to share.
Could we have a summary of the agenda so we don't conflict?
Yes, and there are some in the back and somebody could get.
You got any answers?
Just the topic is thank you.
And for those of you who don't have the agenda, I'll just let you know what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about the LAFCO draft report discussing the Kensington Fire District and the Kensington Police and Protection Community Services District, that issue. We're going to be going into closed session where members of the public are not invited to attend. We'll be talking about personnel issues and also general manager performance. And then we will return to open session to talk about potential goals and objectives for the general manager for this next period of time. So if there are other issues people would like to raise now, please come and do so. Val.
Val Paola. My understanding, my understanding after attending the weekend workshop with Dr. Beasley and the district board, that the responsibility for looking into contracting out our PD is up to the board president, Bill Wright, and vice president, Chuck Toombs. Is that correct? Was that the summary of that happening?
Actually, the board was divided into a number of task forces. And one of the task force, made up of Chuck and myself, is to look at the reduction of expenses in the district. There's another task force that's to look at increasing revenue for the district, and then Kathy Coase will be looking at ways to generate revenue from the park and the buildings in the park. So in the expense reduction, one of the several options would be to look at having some other municipal agency manage our police department to see if there's any merit to doing that.
So that was Bill and Chuck's responsibility, correct?
Right.
Okay. My other concern is many residents know that the board or the board president occasionally receives letters of complaint from citizens and district employees. I would like to know what the board policy is for handling these complaints and whether the confidentiality of these complaints is honored. I am very worried that the content of complaint letters is being shared with people who might want to seek retribution against the complainants, and I certainly hope that is not the case.
Yes, whenever we receive correspondence, that there are set guidelines in our policy procedures about how that communication is managed within the department, within the district.
Is that in the policy manual?
Yes, it's all there.
Okay.
Bill, I have to ask this question of clarification. I know you have said this is the draft report. I have found, though, the report that I have, the PDF that I got through the Services District website, is different than the one that some good friends of mine have received in the past. And that what is important is the recommendations then are different between the two documents. So when you say you're talking about the draft report, which one is it?
Yeah, we'll...
I want to say draft with final underline.
Right, we'll, when we get to that item on the agenda, we'll...
You'll clarify that, thank you.
Please.
Can I just add real quick, if you could state your full name when you go up there, since there's so many people here and I'm not familiar with everyone, that would be great.
I'm Gloria Morrison.
Okay, thank you.
Leslie Michael, one of our former board members had a heart attack, and I just want to praise the police department and our fire service for their response. The officer that came by and saw me yesterday was Officer Wilson. And I saw him working the Arlington on the way here, but he was very, very professional. And I just love the man.
Right. Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
It's a motion violation.
Thanks.
Gentlemen Davis, I just have a question about these finance revenue questions that you and Chuck are addressing, because I know that there is a board finance committee, and to my knowledge, it has not met since the end of the year. And are you sidestepping that committee?
It's a good question. We're not. We're in coordination with them, and we're going to... This will be a major topic of discussion at Thursday's regular meeting. Others? Okay, thank you all very much. And now I'll turn it for any board comments.
No comments at this time.
I have one comment. It goes to what Joan just said. No one person or no two people are going to set a policy for the board. Everything any of us does as a task force member or committee member comes back to the full board for decisions. That's just the way we're doing it, to gather facts and information, but no one's going to make a decision without the full board discussing it as a group and in the light of day. So just so you're comfortable about that.
Great. I don't have any comments. Stephanie or Greg, any comments?
No. I'd just like to thank everyone to come out on a Sunday afternoon. A beautiful Sunday afternoon, mind you. Thank you.
So we don't have any items on the consent calendar, and we don't have any old business to discuss, so we're going to go straight to new business. And let me introduce the situation, why this is on the agenda today, and why we're calling a special meeting. The Contra Costa Local Agency Formation Commission is tasked with taking a look at municipal agencies in Contra Costa County to look at a variety of issues that could include consolidation, annexation, and so forth. And they've been conducting a review for some period of time. It's called a municipal service review of all the fire departments in Contra Costa County. And they, several weeks ago, I think about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they approached our district, our general manager, and asked for comments on the draft report. And this was a fairly new development for us. Well, it was a new development for us. We didn't know that this was taking place. And so we elected to hold this special meeting today to determine if we had comments on the draft before we could report back to the LAFCO. And they finalized their draft just a couple days ago. We responded and let them know that we had, as a board, not met to discuss their comments. We were scheduling a meeting for today. And if we had any comments, we would get back to them at their public hearing. They're going to have a public hearing on April 5th, this coming Wednesday. And everybody's invited to go to that. So that's why we're meeting here. Now, there was an early version of the draft report. They received comments back from a variety of agencies throughout the county, including here in Kensington, the Kensington Fire Protection District. submitted some comments, and those are on the public record, and those were released. And subsequent to receiving comments, the LAFCO issued their final draft, which came, I think, Friday, I got an email on it. And the recommendations are slightly different in the final versus the earlier version.
We got a copy of that final. I didn't get it.
I'm not going to go through all the report. It's 500 pages, and even the chapter on Kensington is fairly lengthy. Their general conclusion is that LAFCO doesn't take any action right now. And the issue is whether or not, well, there's two issues. One is, and it's probably less interesting to this group, but one issue is whether or not the Kensington Fire Protection District include the East Bay Mud Reservoir in their geography. It wasn't included earlier, and there's some merit to having somebody at least address that piece of geography. And the second issue is whether or not the Kensington Fire Protection District should be dissolved, and I'm talking about this in very general terms, but basically be dissolved and those functions be absorbed by another agency. And one possible agency would be the Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District. Now, their conclusion is that because it turns out another study is being commissioned right now, and that is a review not of the fire districts, but of the community service districts in West Contra Costa County, which would definitely include our district. And they're suggesting that only after that review is completed should then they come up with a recommendation about what to do about the possible consolidation of Kensington Fire Protection District into the Kensington Police Protection Community Services District, because they're not separate issues. There are a number of issues regarding our district, including our financial health, our governance, our relationship with El Cerrito, that need to be taken into consideration before they make a final recommendation about whether or not it's appropriate for our district to absorb the fire district. And that's where it stands now. So as I think about this, I'm going to share my thoughts on this matter and then open it up for the rest of our meager board today. And then we're going to open it up for public comment, and then we'll have a discussion about what action we might want to take. And I think a lot of this has to do with money. And we actually, as a board, contemplated bringing this issue up long before we knew that the LAFCO study was being initiated or being done. Because one of our primary goals this year as a board, and there's a lot of issues going on in the district, but one of the primary issues that we're dealing with is to figure out how to solve our fiscal deficit. And there's a lot of things on the table. I'm going to talk about a lot of them this coming Thursday, and I think maybe in a broader public meeting as well. And one of the items was, okay, let's think about merging with the fire district. They don't have a deficit. They have a surplus. And on an annual basis, and they've built up a sizable surplus going forward. And one possible thought was, well, if we're going to the community for a tax increase and the community is paying the fire district, and maybe the community views all of this as one big public service entity, public safety entity, not two distinct areas, the community might feel, well, you know, maybe instead of paying the fire district and then paying you, we should just merge or do something around the fiscal situation. So maybe a merger made sense from a fiscal standpoint. And I'm only talking fiscal standpoint. There are many other considerations, I recognize that. So I think that's one of the issues. Now, I know there are a lot of people who are concerned that if the fire district were to merge into our money-losing district, then we would dilute their fiscal health. needed resources for capital improvements in the fire district. They've done a lot of infrastructure programs there. They will continue to do infrastructure programs there. There are many parties affected by the fiscal health of the fire district, and that needs to be explored. But it's one thing that's on the table that we should recognize and consider as part of our overall, not district versus district issue, but community-wide issue, and what's the best fiscal and public safety stance to take for our community. So that's my initial take on where we're at on this issue.
Do you want us to speak before the community does, or do you want to let them speak first?
Why don't we why don't we share our thoughts here with the community, and then also we can hear from the community and we'll come back and...
If you want, I shall go over. And I'm willing to listen to what people have to say, but my first reaction was, yes, this isn't about money, and I certainly do not want the services district to be climbing on the back of the fire district. And as a matter of fact, if that idea were to go through, I have a feeling that isn't what would happen. I think what would happen is that they would decide that we could all be more efficient and they would cut the total for both of us. So I do not think, period, that there would be any cost savings for merging into districts, and I'll tell you why. There's only one staff position, and that's Brenda, who is the administrator. That job would not go away. But I don't know how many board members would exist if they were to consolidate the districts, but I can tell you right now the five of us don't know beans about what the fire district is all about, and we would have a hell of a time trying to step in and manage. We would need additional board members. We need the board members. There's no cost savings either way because none of us are paid. The fire district, aside from the contract with El Cerrito and the management of the fire service protection services and the emergency medical services, what has seemed to be overlooked is the fact that they have a tremendous problem in dealing with the what's called, I guess they call it, the wildlife interface, the interface with Tilden Park, and the need to provide oversight, the weed abatement, and just plain oversight, whether the citizens that live on Prison Peak and Lake Drive and in that area, what their situation is, what East Bay Park District is doing. To say nothing of the fact that I know that they have used a good deal of money to do some capital, some infrastructure improvement in water delivery system. So I think it would be to, given the situation as it is presented, the two districts merged, I think it would be to nobody's advantage, with the possible exception of the county.
I'm looking to balance the budget, and I'm looking to make sure the people in Kensington are paying their tax dollars to get the best service possible. If it means one district and all the revenue coming to one district to manage all the emergency services and the police services, that's great. If it means that we lose some kind of expertise from the fire district board, which is possible, that's not so good. It would take a learning curve for all of us to learn what the fire district does, whoever sits on this board down the future. My big concern is that right now, the county sees a huge surplus backing up in the fire district that really is quite substantial, and that's a reflection on your fiscal responsibility, but that doesn't mean the state won't take it. And I'd rather have the community use it for needs here that need to be addressed. But my big concern is simply balancing our finances so that we get the best possible services between the police and the fire department in one community. I think the taxpayers expect that. They want their dollars used, not reserved someplace and held for a rainy day. They want to see, I doubt they'll pay for a tax increase for us if they thought that they could get a huge chunk of the reserves the fire district has, and that won't solve our problems. So that's what I'd like to explore further.
Any comments on your end, Greg or Stephanie, on this issue?
Not at this time.
Okay. So we're going to open it up for public comment, and if you have something you'd like to share, please come to the microphone. And there's a lot of folks here, so please share your thoughts, but make the point, be cognizant of our time. Thank you.
John Davis. I agree that this could be a revenue enhancement measure for the county and not a fiscal planning measure for the community. I believe that at least some of the funds that the fire district has are dedicated to fire protection services and emergency medical services, and that they could not necessarily be used for police, just the same as the services district has dedicated money for police and dedicated money for PERC. I think we would be misleading the community if they were caused to think that the merger of the two districts would relieve the fiscal problems in the community services district. I don't see Gil Bendix here, but he made what I thought a very pertinent point at the fire board meeting, that he had read the entire MSR, not just the Kensington portion, and his impression was that this was not written by someone who understood fire protection services, and particularly who understood the fire protection needs of a community like Kensington with Tilden up there and the earthquake fault here. My impression is that it seems to be a sort of one size fits one. I mean, one size fits all rather than one size fits one. It does not recognize the particular needs of the individual communities.
Thank you. Comments? Any other comments? Please.
Yeah. Some people come around the front here because there's that wire.
Ivan Sturman, Kensington resident, same spouse, same house for almost 50 years. I started by ending up what's being done in Sunnyvale. Not that we should emulate exactly what you're doing, but it's one option, and I'll hand this so it can be handed out to other people here. I'm sure that somebody will share your copy if you didn't get one. I've been here long enough to hear several other options, one of which was annexing to other communities around us. Forget Berkeley. El Cerrito was tried and it didn't work. Another option that was tried by LAFCO was incorporation. Well, regrettably, that was turned down because I think they were trying to bribe us for $10 million worth at that time to incorporate. That has some advantages, like we'd get our sales tax revenue. They would have to balance out however other revenues we have to make our ends meet. So, wish you well, both boards, in handling this situation. And one more thing, we need an emergency preparedness council set of activities reactivated as a joint function of both boards. I happen to be active in the Kensington amateur radio operators from the time that we installed the radios, one in the other room, and four others around the community and one up at the school. And while we have never had a problem getting funds for like battery replacements, they've been fairly modest, so nobody complained. But I think we need a better coordination now with emergency services of earthquake-type nature are coming more to people's attention and we are working closely with the El Cerrito Fire Department. So that's my story for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
My name is Ciara Wood. Chuck, I am not interested in the fire department reserves. I think that is really, oh, reprehensible is a good place to start. I would like to see our police board step up to the plate and do the hard work that the fire board has done. That includes, and please, fire board members, Lance, someone, you can come up and speak to them, to this. But I believe they have done the hard work of funding their unfunded liabilities of former employees, pensions, and health care until death do they part. I think they're putting money, some of that dedicated money is going toward replacement vehicles. And at current prices, I think those are starting at, oh, I don't know, the price of a house, and those are only going to go up. I think they've done really well. And as I live on that urban wildlife interface, I have nothing but the most profound respect for the way that the fire department is interacting with us directly and really taking our efforts to make ourselves and the community fire safe. So I would like this board to do the work it needs. If you need to come to the community to make a case for more tax dollars for the police department, please do that. And put it out there on the table so that the community can look at that. But I don't think that taking money from the fire department in any way is a replacement for doing hard work.
Gloria Morrison, I have a lot of questions for fire, but because of the ongoing news report, my own hope is that this board will agree with the recommendation of LAFCO on this final draft, one that, because my grandson hurt his head, I downloaded the up-to-date one. Anyway, recommending that LAFCO consider its options further after completion of the West County Subregional MSR, when further information is available regarding Kensington Community Service District, and it goes on a little more, talking primarily about financing, but it seems to me that simply adopting this recommendation is quite sensible until that other report comes out and you and the fire district and many others will be able to balance. Yeah, as you know, the idea of the SOI going to zero has been eliminated from the new report. Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
My name is Walt Phillips. It seems to me that there are, and I think the chair brought this up to begin with, that there are specific issues that you want to be concerned about. It seems to me that one that's perhaps most important of all, and no one has mentioned, and that is there an increase or improvement in the public safety, public service? Financial is certainly one of those pieces, but it seems to me the very first priority is whether or not, as a result of any kind of emergency, it would be an improvement or a correction of any gaps that might occur in the question of public safety or public service. Management is another one. Efficiencies and cost, I think Chuck mentioned that, are also there as well. And I think that there is a distinct difference in the operating processes that go on. The fire service has a very unique kind of responsibility in terms of the day-to-day, 24/7 responsibility, and equipment replacement in support of their funded retirement and programs and so forth is really an important part of that. But this is a question I guess I would pose. Did LAFCO have any authority to impose anything on anybody?
Yes.
Or is it an advisory only?
Yes.
It seems to me then that one of the concerns that this board might have is that if any kind of an action were to be taken, that it would be put to the vote of the community. It's a really important change, sea change that's being proposed. And that's an important one. And the other one you've already mentioned, and that is whose dollars are whose and what are they there for. And that equity question is a very important one. Thank you. Thanks, Paul.
John Stein, a couple of comments. First, I agree, Walt, with what you just said. And Chuck, I agree with your comments earlier. And I agree with you, Bill, and Pat, regarding the finances. I think a lot of this is driven by the county has severe financial issues. For those that didn't know, last week they let go of 56 sheriffs, not sheriffs who work in the office, but sheriffs who are on the street. So, you know, how much are you cutting into your budget when you have to let your in-field police department go? So the county let go of almost 60 officers last week. I also think that no matter what comes of this, something very positive is coming out of today, which this is the first time that I've seen fire district board members attend a service district meeting. And I went to the fire district meeting last Thursday, I guess, whatever it was. And there were actually a couple of service district members at that meeting. So I think one of the things that should come out of this is the two districts, although housed in the same building, at least it would appear that don't really interact as well as I would like as a taxpayer in a very, very small community. And clearly, at the governance level, there's virtually no interaction. So maybe, if nothing else, this is the start of something that could be a whole lot better. I really agree with Chuck's comments, which is I don't really care if it's we call it a police group or a fire group. The only thing I care about is when somebody robs my house and I call 911, somebody comes. And if my house is burning down, then I call 911 and somebody comes before the house burns down. Now, how we go about making that happen, that's hard to do, political or not, but that's really what's important to me. Lastly, I sent this out to the fire district get together the other day, and I feel strongly about this, and I think it ought to be a part of what we report. I asked them to do it, and I don't think they're going to do it, but I'll ask you to do it if you haven't done it yet. When you report back to LAFCO, it seems to me that it's impossible to make any sort of an informed recommendation, decision, or determination until we know about the money. So until LAFCO can declare what they're going to do with the tax dollars, either not change it, increase it, which is not very likely, or decrease it, which is what everybody is really thinking about, I don't know how anybody can do anything. So just as an example, if they cut our taxes, our tax money, in half, that will change the discussion about whether we merge or not. Okay.
Who is they?
They is LAFCO and who they recommend to and whoever makes these decisions about the money. And apparently somebody has the power to do that to us. So until we know about the money, I don't know how we can have any kind of forum discussion. What I suggested the other day is, you know, whether you agree that the departments should be merged or you feel that they should be separate, that can be a great debate, and as a community we can come to some decision about that. But without knowing how things are going to be funded, I don't know how you can have any kind of informed, well thought through discussion. So thank you.
Thanks, John.
Hi, I'm Joe Paola. I think the only important issue to be considered here is the community better served by joining the two boards? In other words, can the C, KPPCSD do as good or better a job managing the fire district than the fire district is doing. I think that looking at it as a way to solve the district's, the KPPCSD's financial problems, or to use that money for other things other than fire protection, emergency preparedness, vegetation reduction, the way it's done now, or to take the reserve and to try to utilize that for something else, is exactly the wrong thing to base this decision on.
Thanks, Chair.
Hi, my name is Kay Reed, and I have three thoughts. I think this is an opportunity that has been given to us as a community, not as one board or the other, but a whole board, to take a new look at how we operate internally. And it's often, you know, like when you lose your job and you think, oh, I should have been, you know, looking for a job anyway. Well, this is a chance for us to say, you know, it's an opportunity. The old Chinese phrase of, you know, may you live in interesting, the curse of may you live in interesting times, we are. So I think we should embrace it as an opportunity. I'd ask you to appoint, since it sounds like we have a little breathing room in this LAFCO process, to appoint a commission of some kind that would have a board member from the Police Services District and a board member from the Fire Services District. It would be in conjunction as partners with some community members to look at the financial, managerial, you know, efficiencies, and all the different options. Because it sounds like we're talking, a lot of us are making, leading to some conclusions that I don't think we know enough about. We're making, anyway, I don't know about them myself, but it just seems like we don't have enough information. And at the conclusion, I can give those people 3 months, 4 months, 5 months to come back with recommendations. And the recommendations could be, we're going to change nothing. We've looked at it. All this money has to be staying here. Or, you know, it could be some things have changed. Maybe we have a common phone system, and that saves a little money. I don't know, but maybe some things have changed, or maybe everything's changed. But it just feels to me like we're being premature in coming to conclusions, as John Stein said, without knowing about the money, and then also without knowing all the other parts of the puzzle here. And finally, then it gives us a chance as a community. I think Walt Gilpin was right. This is a huge change for Kensington. I don't know how we started as a, why we didn't start originally as one big committee. I'm sure somebody in the room was there at the time, founding. Why do we have a fire district and a police district? What was the thinking behind that? And if we change it, then it should come to a vote if all possible. And I would think that if LAFCO could see the community, because they're actually seeing something we aren't. They might just be seeing the balance sheets. Maybe that's it. But maybe they're looking a little deeper. I don't know. And I think if they saw that the community was making a good faith effort to examine itself and see were there any efficiencies to be gained by merging, then they might give us a little space to figure it out ourselves. Because what's scary to me is having somebody else figure it out for us. And I think if we went to them on Wednesday and said, we're on it, we have a committee going, you're going to do your process, we're doing ours, we're going to see where this can go, I think that'd be a good outcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Gail Feldman with the Kensington Property Owners Association, and I apologize for missing your comments coming in late, but fortunately I was able to hear comments from many of the speakers, and I think you all have a letter that we sent to the board the other day in regards to this issue of the consolidation and the elimination of the SOI. Again, as other speakers have mentioned, I think there's not enough information yet from LAFCO to take a position on this, and that really revolves around whether they would be making any changes to the amount of revenue received by the community as a whole between the two districts. As you know, these MSRs are a mandate by the state legislature, and so they have to review it. I don't believe that this is necessarily something, this is not something that the county has control over because of their fiscal conditions, so I don't believe that that's where their review of this is coming from. However, they do, under the state mandate, have to look at what makes sense from both financial as well as spatial organizations. So I don't think there's anything going on here in that regard, but I feel uncomfortable not knowing how they would you know, proceed with that distribution of the existing dollars, the allocations. As you know, they have highlighted the fact that Kensington Fire District receives a higher percentage of the ad valorem tax than any other jurisdiction under the Contra Costa lack of jurisdiction. So I don't know what that means, and I think we need clarity on that. Since I've given you our comments in writing, I just want to also follow up on something that Kay said, which I think really makes a lot of sense. I think it makes sense for maybe one of our independent bodies in the community to deliberate a little bit further on this, and it seems like maybe the KMAC would be the appropriate body since they do report back to the county supervisor as well. So that just came to me, Kay, so I was thinking about that previously, but that's certainly within their jurisdiction. They look at land use, they can look at all levels of services, and that would take it apart from those of us, you know, particularly those of you on this board, as well as the fire district board that have sensitivities around this personally, have been very deeply involved in the administration of both departments. So I'll just leave you with that, and thank you for picking this up today.
Thanks, Gail.
Good afternoon, I'm Ray Garanza, and I've looked at the Chapter 11 of the report and its conclusion, which just says consolidation would be a more efficient way of providing the local services, but they have no dollars and they have no way of quantifying it. Therefore, I'm going to request that you go on record as opposing what's in this draft report. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Are there any other comments? Folks who haven't spoken yet, share some thoughts on this issue.
I'm not much of a public speaker, but my name is Jeff Nelson. I'm a community member here for 8 years, and part of the public safety community as well for 20 years. And when you consolidate two services, you lose the community public voice in regards to, there's 10 people going into five. Basically, the county would get some more money than what we would know. So anyways, I really oppose consolidation. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Others? With the members of the Fire Protection District?
I think we should.
Bill, I can clarify one question that was asked. There is a provision for protest. And when, because I contacted some of the people I know in Sacramento and asked the question, can LAFCO force this consolidation? And the answer was yes. But there is a protest provision. He didn't know just offhand what the percentage of registered voters required would be, but I'm sure we can find that out from LAFCO on Wednesday.
Thanks, Ray. Unless there are other comments, I'm going to close it off for public discussion. So if there are any comments before the board has discussion, this would be the time. Going once, going twice. Okay, thank you all very much for sharing your thoughts, because they're very helpful for us to take into consideration as we think through our recommendation. So I'm going to open it up for board discussion. And I just want to share some information that when we contacted our attorneys about this, and I think you guys saw some of this, is that the issue of whether or not the community would need to vote on this is, it turns out the community service district regulations were changed several years ago, and the community it wouldn't go to a vote to the community. The second issue was whether or not the Police Protection District had the authority to take care of or provide fire protection services, and it turns out it does. But the third question is the one that's vexing for most people here, and vexing, I think, for some of us, is the money issue. And unfortunately, I agree with a lot of the comments, is that the report neglected to investigate the most important consideration here is what will be the fiscal impact to the districts. Hopefully, I think the report they're working on this summer regarding the community services will address that issue. But I think that until we know what the fiscal impact would be, we'd be hard pressed to support or oppose it. According to our attorneys, that issue actually requires some investigation. There is no simple answer out there, floating out there. It would require a little bit of elbow grease to determine the answer to that, and probably consultation with LAFCO and consultants. Any thoughts?
I must confess, I didn't get the follow-up memo that showed LAFCO had changed its position about the ultimate recommendation, so I was kind of surprised to hear that they were, in effect, punting the ball. I didn't get that today. I just didn't see it. So I agree with everything that's been said here. Unless we know how the money's going to be allocated, we're kind of making recommendations in a void here, and I'm not in favor of doing that. The April 8th meeting, is it just to hear public comments to their draft?
The way it's posted is that they'll have a public hearing to discuss the draft report. But I don't know the exact protocol of that.
Do you want their agenda?
Oh, right.
Do you have the luxury of taking a wait-and-see attitude, or is it something they're going to do regardless of what you say?
Well, the way I look at it is, it is a draft. It's the final draft. It's not the final without draft on the. So presumably, if it's draft and having a public hearing, presumably there's an opportunity to have some influence in the outcome of it.
I read some of the, I went online to look at some of the comments that were made, and one comment was made addressing specifically the merger, and the response from the whoever on the LAFCO side response was, that recommendation is being withdrawn pursuant to further study. I think the comments have been made here about needing further study are all to the point. So, but the question is, how do we respond to what is now? There's certainly an opportunity to look down the road at lots of things, including this possibility of Ivan Sturman, which I've heard alluded to before, and that is a possibility where men are trained to be both firefighters and policemen, and we have a really, when you say joint, we have joint. But we're not in a position to discuss that right now. We're in a position to respond specifically to this LAFCO thing. And so I think that our response ought to be, my inclination would be to respond that without financial data to demonstrate that this is a economic feasible plan, that it shouldn't be done. In other words, show us, don't do it unless you can show us that it's really a workable one.
more importantly, don't do it, and it's going to be tax dollars to you.
Right. Well, I wasn't going to say that right now. But that's exactly what I'm thinking.
I could never go to this community and say, we're going to adopt this, and then 50% of our revenues go back to the county to support its program. We're already hard pressed for finances here. And one person did comment about doing the heavy lifting. I want to respond to that very quickly. Our objective here was to provide information to the county. And obviously, LAFCO kind of jumped the gun in giving us this today. We had intended to go on a fact-finding expedition to get all kinds of different ideas about how to make the police services district both fiscally balanced and also provide the best services we can. The notion of a merger was simply one potential issue. Other issues will be discussed, but it was simply an idea we were floating to see what the community might think. Obviously, the sense in this community is it's not a terribly good idea, particularly if we don't know what's going to happen to the money. So I kind of agree with Pat. We're kind of stuck here unless we know where the money's going to go about making any kind of recommendation, except that we think this is premature. We'd like to see analysis of the fiscal impact to the district and to the fire district.
The way I think about our action is that there is a recommendation in the report. And the recommendation is, okay, LAFCO, don't do anything until a study is done in the community service district. And presumably, that study would include fiscal impact. I hope it would. We could ask that it do that. So I think our feedback would be either we agree with that recommendation or we oppose that recommendation for whatever reasons, or we have no opinion. And my thought is that I agree with the recommendation. I think they should wait, and they should do a study of the Municipal Services District. Municipal Service Review of the Community Services District. So my thought would be to get back and say, we agree with the recommendation if the Municipal Service Review were to incorporate a fiscal study.
That would have to be both districts for the fiscal study, not just the
Fiscal impact to both Kensington community.
The Kensington community. I think we should say, do nothing until you can show us the fiscal impact. Can we just plain and say?
Right.
Now, the one question that since I did not read the final draft, there is also the issue of making this a sphere of influence for Kensington, which means that aside from saying what's going to happen to the Kensington Fire District, that would be definitely saying it isn't going to exist under its own banner any longer. Now, did they decide to withdraw that recommendation, the zero sphere of influence?
The report says there are two options. One has to do with the geography of the East Bay Mud Reservoir. The other option is to reduce the sphere of influence to zero. And then the recommendation is don't do anything until we've done our own idea.
Okay. Including reduce the sphere of influence to zero. Because that was another part of this discussion.
Right. So I'm inclined to say we agree with the report's recommendations.
There's something about that.
You don't like the agreement part.
The recommendation is to do nothing until their service.
Exactly. My recommendation is to do nothing until we have fiscal data on how this would impact both districts.
Absolutely.
Both districts. Do nothing until we have fiscal data and how it would impact both. And not nothing about we agree.
Okay. So I'm actually going to write this down.
I'm sorry, but on the fiscal data, we need to be really clear. It's fiscal data in terms of how much revenue is going to come back to the community. It's not fiscal data like them telling us how you can cut. We can cut our costs.
It's revenue.
Okay, it's around the revenue that's going to come back to Kensington. Is that what you meant, Pat?
Oh, sure. Well, I know a bit how they what they see the revenues would be and how they see that they would be allocated.
Because they can write a report about how we should organize and not address what they're going to do with our taxes.
It needs to be a workable fiscal proposal. A workable fiscal proposal regarding both fire services and police services and community services. There are really three aspects of this. And medical services, I think all four of these.
Okay, so let's take this to the I'm writing something, and then I'll write, and then you can comment on what I'm supposed to be in charge.
Well, they helped you with your composition.
Yeah.
It seems to me the language you want to use is you oppose the recommendation subject to the things that you're talking about, the finances. But it seems that one thing that I would like to see added to that subject too would be that there is a clear improvement in public safety and service. Then there's the finance. But it seems to me the position of the board ought to be in opposition. And it's just a strongly, simply stated position.
CSD board recommends no action on the part of Glasgow regarding the Kensington FPD until such time as the MSR of the CSDs is complete and include a fiscal analysis of the revenue impact on both districts.
I agree with this, but add revenue and service provision impacts.
And service.
Providing of service, however you want to put that sentence. But would you read it again? I missed one word.
Okay. KPPCSD board recommends no action on the part of LAFCO regarding the KFPD until such time as the MSR of the CSDs is complete and include a fiscal analysis of the revenue, an analysis of the revenue and service impacts on both districts.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that that is our board's position. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
More discussion?
Mm-hmm. Should management be included in
that? How do you mean management?
Well, if the districts are merged or consolidated, or whatever you want to call it, how is that district with an increased services for the membership?
I think that comes under the service impact. I think that's the issue.
I'm not sure I would like them to tell us how it's going to be.
So, there's a motion, it's a second. We can call the vote. Director McLaughlin.
Aye.
Director Wright votes aye. Director Coombs?
Aye.
Thank you. And thank you all for coming and providing input into this matter.
When you complete that, that will be posted on the website so that you can see it.
Yes. And actually, that brings to the point. We should, there's a public hearing on Wednesday. We can also communicate to the draft.
In person or by this letter?
We can send an email to them. and we should think about whether or not we want to go to the public hearing. Not whether we want to go, but whether we should go to the public hearing.
Where is it?
It's in Martinez at noon. 1:30 on Wednesday.
Somebody should know.
I'll check and see if I got babysitting.
I think we want one or more.
Okay. Tell you what. Yeah. You two can go. I'll go. So just let me know when you know.
What did you say? Was it, what time?
1:30 on Wednesday.
On air? Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all. We are now moving into a closed session to talk about personnel.
Hey, Bill, we're going to go in the other room.
We're going to go in the other room. Okay, so if you want to stay here, feel free. The rest of us are going to go into that
room. Bill, are there any comments regarding your closed session? Are you going to closed session?
Sorry. We are going to take public comments on the closed session. We'll stay in here for a few. Excuse me, we're going to have to take public comments now for the closed session. So if you want to participate, please stay. If you want a discussion amongst yourselves, please are outside. Thank you. And regarding the public comments on the closed session, just so everybody knows, we actually have a policy in our district, and it's probably beyond this district, that if there are any concerns from any members of the community about any individual employees of the district, that cannot be raised in public comments. There's a procedure for how that gets dealt with. So just so you all know the ground rules on that. Please.
Not to worry, that's not what my comment is about at all. I have a real problem that with only 3 out of 5 members, you will meet to have a closed session to discuss personnel matters. I think for anything this important, all of the board members should be able to participate in this. I think this is really critical. And also, I think we really should reschedule so that all board members can participate in such an important discussion. Thank you.
Are there any other public comments regarding the closed session? John?
I think that CR raises a valid point, and we just ask you whether or not you know the 2 members who were unable to be here this afternoon could meet for a closed session, say, prior to the regular meeting on this coming Thursday.
Are there any other public comments? Okay, so just to let everybody know, I know this is an issue. We did our best to schedule something to take all the board members into consideration, as well as the various other people that were going to be involved. And we weren't able to do that for early next Thursday. So we are now going to move into closed session. And we will, for those of you who want to, we will be coming out of closed session for the last item on our public agenda. I'm going to guess that's probably going to be in about an hour or so.